Log Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Pet Talk Radio. My name is Gigi Scanlon. I am your host with the most happy news every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is about you and it's about me. It is about cultivating positive thinking and presenting family-friendly topics that invigorate happy talk and happy thoughts to empower your mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. Together, we can make a difference in spreading the power of good news and happiness. And today, we have an amazing guest who went from flab to fab and in becoming the world's oldest female bodybuilder, Miss Ernestine Shepherd. This wonderful woman is in better shape than the most people decades her junior. Up at 3 a.m. every morning, she spends her days running, lifting weights, and working out. She also works as a certified personal trainer at her gym. Need I say more? Well, I can, but I will not. Why? Because I have this amazing woman on the line, and she's going to talk with us and share her happiness with us today. And here she is.
Hello.
Miss Ernestine Shepherd, good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining Happy Talk Radio today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, there's so much information we would love to hear from you today. You are known around the world. You have won the Guinness Book of World Records, and you have been in that book since 2010 and 2011. Please share a little information about the lady.
Well, I am happy to let you know that, first of all, I truly, truly love the Lord, and there isn't anything that I can do without him in my life. And I started exercising at the age of 56. Why? Because my sister and I didn't like the way we looked in bathing suits. So she and I started off doing aerobics. From that, I started lifting weights. And my sister said that we were going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as two of the oldest female bodybuilders in the world. And the main thing is that we would be sisters. So, however, she got sick. And before she died, she asked me, would I continue with what we started to try to make the Guinness Book of World Records? And I said I would, but I thought she was joking. But anyway, I went on and followed what she said. I worked very, very hard, and I ended up, wow, being in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, that is amazing because, Ms. Ernestine, you have a testimony here, and we know that God is the source of our strength. And
yes,
it seems that you are utilizing your gifts and your talent to inspire so many other people to let them know that, you know, we are to continue the journey that we have set out to do. Now, in the process of becoming the oldest female bodybuilder, exactly how do you do that? What does it take in order to build the body mass so that, you know, you get all firm and tight at an older age?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. Well, I had been doing aerobics for a while. And then when the thought came to me about fulfilling my sister's dream, I knew I needed to do something different. So I contacted a personal trainer, Mr. Yanni Schamberger. I went to him and told him what my dream was. So he said to me, you have to follow everything that I tell you, and you can become a bodybuilder. He set up a particular diet for me to maintain, certain exercises I had to do. I had to get out and do some walking or some running. And the first thing, I had to rid my house of all of the junk food that I had so that I wouldn't be tempted to eat any junk food. So I did that. Then preparation was the key. I had to prepare at least 5 to 6 meals a day so that all I would have to do would be to reach in the refrigerator, pull out that dish, place it in the microwave in glass dishes, and be ready to eat, because if not, I'd be grabbing anything. And then I would put out a certain amount of water so that I would make certain that I drank that certain amount of water. Then I made certain that I was up every day doing the various exercises that he had planned for me to do. And some days, I said, I don't feel like doing this. But then as time went on, everything became second nature to me, because then I really noticed the change in my body. And I said, gee, if this is what it takes to get the change in the body, I will continually stick to that. And I also noticed that when I started eating correctly, doing all of the things that he asked me to do, I was at one time on various medications. But after I did the walking, eating correctly, drinking the water, to this day I do not take any type of medications. And I am so grateful for that. Let me know if I'm talking too much.
No, that's an amazing grace. You know, it is amazing how if we change our eating habits and eat more healthy, how a lot of the medications that we may have been taking through the years, we discover we no longer need, because now we are living off the earth.
That's true.
Yes. So did you stay away from eating meat and sugar, fried food? When you mentioned you had 5 to 6 portions that you prepared daily, what did those portions look like? Were they mostly vegetables? Or?
All right, I'll tell you how I actually eat. When I eat my vegetables, they are frozen, and they are all natural with no preservatives. I eat corn, I eat spinach, broccoli, carrots, all of those vegetables, but I steam them. And as I mentioned before, there are no preservatives in them. Then I will eat brown rice, baked white potato, baked sweet potato. Then I eat chicken, tuna fish, and turkey. And the main thing, I drink 100% liquid egg whites 4 times a day. And I do not eat any sweets. Walnuts I eat a tablespoonful, and a half a cup of pineapples in their own juice. And that's basically how I eat most of the time. I don't drink any coffee. I don't drink any tea. And the reasons that I don't is due to the fact that I still have acid reflux, so I have to be mindful of the various foods that would trigger the acid reflux. So, as I mentioned, no tomatoes, no chocolate, and it doesn't bother me, because at one time I was so sick and had to take medication for that. But once I stopped that, no more medication for it.
Well, I want you to know, on my site of Happy Talk Radio, I have several images of your wonderful body and your beautiful face to show the world how healthy you look. So if you go back and look at the show, you will see it for yourself in terms of, you know, the world seeing your beauty and your health and listening right now to the wonderful news you have to share in terms of staying healthy regardless of how old we are, because I'm sure that what you're sharing with us now, that it doesn't matter about how old you are. It's a matter of just getting started.
That's true. I always tell all of my clients, and I have a large amount of clients, first thing I tell them when they come in to work out with me, I let them know that age is nothing but a number and that you can get fit. And if ever there were an anti-aging pill, you would have to call it exercise. And my mantra is determined, dedicated, disciplined to be fit. And I always say, please don't let anyone tell you that you cannot get fit, because you can. Now, I'm not asking anyone to be a bodybuilder, but I'm saying to be as healthy, happy, positive, and as confident as you possibly can. And once you start exercising, your whole life changes. I know mine did.
Well, I tell you, Ms. Finnestine, we are going to take a 3-minute break. And when we come back, I know that you have won at least 8 marathons.
Nine
marathons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we come back, I would love for you to share that with my viewing audience on Happy Talk Radio. I want the audience to know that you're listening to your host, Gigi Stanley. This is Happy Talk Radio, and today we have an amazing woman here with us, Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, who is the oldest bodybuilder in the entire world. So you don't want to miss the rest of this talk session. We will be back in just a moment, because now you will listen to her favorite song, Rocky. welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. Today we have the amazing Ernestine Shepherd with us, and she is sharing with us how she transformed her flap to fab. So anyway, welcome back, Miss Ernestine. Before we had the break, I mentioned that I would love for you to share with the audience you have completed 9 marathons.
Yes.
What did that entail?
Oh, I loved doing those marathons. What I did, oh, it's just so much fun. I enjoyed doing it. How I started doing the marathons, I would go out, I would do the Jeff Galloway system. I would run some and walk some. And I would train maybe 4 days out of a week, the long miles. Then the other days would be the short miles, so that when time came to do the marathon, I knew I was ready. I put my clothes on, I said my prayers, and went out there and started off at a slow pace. And as I saw people going past me, but that didn't bother me, I said, I'm going to keep going. And I did. And my fastest time was 5 hours, 10 minutes, and 14 seconds. I paced a 12-minute pace. That's what I wanted to keep so that I would know that I could complete this marathon. But right. When you do a shorter run, you go faster. But that was the biggest joy in my life, because I inspired so many other ladies to start saying, well, if she can do it, I can do it. So I have a group of ladies now that once a month on Saturday mornings, I take them out to walk, and you would be surprised as to how strong they have become. And they too, some of them have begun doing marathons. And if they haven't done a marathon, they're doing 10Ks, half a marathons, and 5Ks. And it's, as I said, it's just a joy. It really is.
Well, I know that you are in Macon, Georgia. You attended the first annual Health and Wellness Festival, and
yes.
I was present at that event, and that's how I got a chance to meet you, and I'm so grateful that you're here on my talk show today, and I know that you've made a really big impact on that festival. Can you share with the audience in terms of what other festivals or events or you speaking at where people can really come out and hear more what you have to share about health and wellness?
My manager always finds some nice places for me to go. Now, next week, I will be in White Plains, New York. It's going to be at a school. I don't rightfully remember the name of the school, but I can get that to you. I'll be there on the 27th. Then I'll be doing work for United Health, AARP, also a group called Centene. And when I do those, I'm at these places about a week. And it is such a joy because I really get the opportunity to meet people from all over the world. And they seem, like I say, I am absolutely nothing without the love of all of you, because if you didn't love me, I wouldn't get the opportunity to travel any place. Really, really.
I'm so inspired by you. I want you to know you are my favorite fan.
Oh, bless
your heart. I'm so inspired by you. I know that you are inspired by Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yes, I would. When my sister died, I just couldn't get myself together. I just didn't know what to do because I just stayed in the house. My son brought in a DVD with Sylvester Stallone. And on this DVD, Sylvester Stallone had lost his manager. He died. And he, too, had lost the ambition to do anything. He didn't want to run. He didn't want to box. He didn't want to do anything. But with the help of a friend, the friend helped him to get his life back together. And then when he got his life back together, he never looked back. He went on to greater heights. And then also the music that they played in that picture, it just did something for me. It just gives me so much energy. So, again, when I'm running my marathons, I have Rocky's music playing for me. And that, I really do. And that keeps me going. And one day, before it's over, I'm praying that I'll get the opportunity to meet Sylvester Stallone. I know it's nothing but a movie picture. It's all staged. But that helped me on my way. I'll never forget him for what he did in those pictures to motivate me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, I hope someone out there in my audience who may be connected to Hollywood or who knows Mr. Stallone will give you a call or send you an email or visit your Facebook and get the two of you connected because he needs to know you and you need to meet him.
That could happen.
It can happen. We have to keep it positive here on Happy Talk Radio.
It will happen.
And I also know that you are a fan of the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and that, you know, with your focus on health and wellness and her focus on health and wellness for the youth and for the people of America, I see where you would love to chat with her about how you could, you know, play a major role in her mission.
Oh, gosh, how I would love to meet that lovely lady. And I'm going to be positive. I will meet her. I know that I will. So,
yes.
That's my joy.
Because really out of all of the presidents that we have had through the years, this administration seems to have like an open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel reasonably certain that, you know, that's also another opportunity that may happen for you. Because they are determined in terms of making a difference in the country and in the health and welfare of the American people. So who knows, you know, who may hear this show, who may have some contact to help you out there. At least we're certain you probably have met those people anyway. So, it is so wonderful having you here on the show. I also would like to ask you, do you take anything for building? I noticed that you use a supplement, any other supplements other than vitamin D?
Okay, I do not take vitamin D anymore. What I do, I get everything from my food, and then plus I drink the liquid egg whites, and that's all natural. It's tasteless and odorless, no preservatives. It has pure amino acids in it. It's a complete protein, 26 grams of pure protein a cup, 2 grams of carbohydrates, and let me see, no fat, no cholesterol, and it's pasteurized and salmonella tested, and it's 100% guaranteed. So that's what I do. And like I said, no supplements at all.
Well, we have about 4 more minutes in the show, and I would like for you to maybe share with us, you are a grandmother. a little about your family?
Okay. I have one grandson. He is 18 years of age, and he's getting ready to graduate from high school in May. Then I have one son. He's 57 years of age, and he's an engineer. And then my husband, I've been married to him 59 years. And
wow.
He is truly a blessing to me. He has stuck with me through all of my trying to get fit, to travel around the world, to just everything. So I have really been blessed.
Well, you know, this is Valentine's Day, and you mentioned how long you've been married to your husband. Would you like to share the formula for that for all of the people who are in love and today on the air? What is the formula for a long, everlasting marriage?
Well, what we do, I actually, oh, we have so much fun. We have a day, oh, this will make you laugh. We have a day that I will go downstairs, and I love Al Green's music, and I will put on something sexy, and I will play Al Green's music, and I will dance, and he will sit there and look, and anything that he's involved in, I make certain that I, too, get involved in it to let him know that I'm supporting him 100%. It's not a one-sided thing. What we do, it's together. In the mornings, we have our prayer, which is wonderful. And then before I leave the house to go out and do my run, I can't sing that good, but I'm going to tell you what I do. I say to him, "Oh, I can't sit down. Got to keep a going like the rolling of a song. Today I am happy and free. Nothing in the world is troubling me. Oh, I'm on my way. I can't sit down." And he laughs and says, "Girl, get on your way. Get on out of here." We are in church together all of the time.
Good. Well, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Do you ever get tired?
Well, not actually, because everything that I do, I really enjoy it. I enjoy going out walking. I enjoy training my clients, because if you could see the gleam in their eyes when we're training, and then plus, then I feel good. I really do. And it's something I said I was going to do until it comes to the point that I cannot do it again. And I just stay motivated, because I just want to inspire others to be happy, healthy, fit, and confident about themselves. And following my sister's dream, I just practice what I preach by being determined, dedicated, disciplined to be fit. And then I get my reward by people trying to do the same thing. And that's what I do.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, for being my guest on Happy Talk Radio. And I wish you the best, and I'm inspired by you. You are a lovely lady, so be blessed. And you're
thank
welcome
you
back
so
on my show
much.
Anytime.
Oh, please, thank you. I hope I did what you wanted.
Yes.
And I love
thank you. Love you.
And love you.
I love
bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Happy Talk Radio. Life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is an adventure. Bear it. Life is too precious. Do not destroy it. Life is life. Fight for it. This is Happy Talk Radio. Thank you for listening in.